KFW Mobile.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, KM4NAP.
Good morning, Merry Christmas. Really good to hear you. I was just thinking about you right before you texted.
Who's all great minds think alike.
You've been running late most mornings.
I was sitting at the house at 4:45, and everything else has been running late.
Heck, Monday morning, did you?
I was lost. I went in, sat down in front of the radio, and just went to sleep.
You were too early, and you just fell asleep listening to the radio, right?
I have done that more times than one.
Nodding off like that, I just go ahead and pack it up.
About to go in the bedroom and wake up Mama. I'd rather wrestle a mad grizzly bear.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's why I was about to walk out the door when you called me. Normally I would have, but Mama had to do a double today, so I needed to get her up at 5:30, and I made her some coffee and everything, so had to do that this morning.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off?
Yeah, somehow she managed to get Christmas Eve off. They definitely got Christmas Day, and it's unusual for her to have Christmas Eve off, but that worked out good. I think she makes this little stuffed French toast casserole, and I think the one manager wanted some of that, so he let her have off so she could bring some up there to him.
If that's what it takes, make it two up. Been up to?
Not too much, just working. This is my Friday for this week.
I forget what Fridays are.
I don't even know what day of the week it is. That was, like, last week I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and it threw Susan for a curve, and that's all day long on Friday. She was thinking it was Saturday, because usually we're never off together.
Carol's off until sometime after first of the year. I think Saturday they leave out to go to Santee for a week.
Doing some fishing down there?
Down on a big fishing trip. I'm going to be here taking care of animals and taking care of business.
How's that? Takes several trips in the fall, doesn't she, when she's off from school?
Takes about three. One in the summer. One between Thanksgiving and Christmas, which she didn't do this year. And then after Christmas, they take off her daddy, sister, and brother. Used to be her mama in there with them, but her mama passed away about 5 years ago. But it's just been those four.
What kind of tradition going?
Her daddy's 88 years old. Still takes care of himself and goes where he wants to, goes hunting, goes fishing. So they said, "We're going." He said, "Okay."
So gets around, you know, usually when you got a group that does something like that all the time, when something happens to one person in the group, it's kind of like it just dies out.
Go to the beach, but fishing hadn't been good the last 3 years they went, so they decided to go to Santee this year.
You go fishing at the beach, it's like late October, early September, or late August, early September.
Have the beach. I don't care nothing about it. I'd rather be up in the backwoods with the bears and the moonshiners.
I just know at that time of year down at the beach, the bait fish are running right close to the shore, and that you can cast the net and catch them, and all the other fish are up in there chasing them.
I was the one that could only throw the net. in the whole bunch. So I'm the one out there catching bait and catching shrimp out to the yin yang.
That's kind of half of the fun of it. I love doing that. And you were talking about moonshine. Mama got a little sample bottle jar of butter pecan moonshine. Man, that stuff was good.
Me a bottle of peanut butter flavored whiskey. It smells just like peanut butter, but I haven't tasted it yet.
How good as it smells.
In the wintertime, I like to take a little nip every now and then to clean out the arteries.
On that one, I got several bottles of different stuff myself, and that ain't nothing wrong with taking a drink once in a while, as long as you don't try to drink the whole bottle in all one sitting, right?
Why not? I was to do it that way.
I'm feeling bad the next day, and ain't no sense doing that to yourself.
Taste it after I get back from the cardiologist today. I got to go for my every 6 months overhaul.
Well, hopefully they say everything's good to go and you won't have to go back for another six.
Toes crossed for it anyway. Realized what time it was. I think he done gone into work. I know him had already made it in. But I hadn't talked to Mike since, one day last week.
Covered up, he's been going in so early.
I think he pretty much covered up for right now.
This is good.
Door's open. Christmas bonuses from the customers have been extremely larger this year than in the past.
We had to put up with.
Yeah, on that one. I tell you, it's been something else. I mean, when all this mess started, I had to have certain credentials and stuff to be on the road and to be out here and doing this and doing that. And I tell you what, it was a pain.
Yeah, I know it. It's just, it's just terrible. I saw where the president was sent that stimulus back to the Congress again and everything. It was a real slap in the face to give billions to other countries and that, not do anything for the American people. That bill should only included stuff for the American people and screw them other countries.
Agree 110%.
I'm anywhere else until I had everything squared away down here.
Notice every country they sent won't send money to is a communist or socialist type government.
Congrats for you. If you keep watching the federal ammunition site, they about once a week they have ammo in stock and you can go ahead and get it off the line. They only let you have two boxes, but the price is reasonable.
Start watching that. I won't build my clinking rounds back up.
The gun show and the neighbor, he needed some .22 long rifles, and they had a box of 800. How much do you think he had to pay for a box of 800?
I one and a quarter.
180.
Gouging.
Back in, I guess it was late 19, I bought a bucket of 1100 from Academy for about $45.
Consumers getting gouged real heavy because they know it's on short supply and a heavy demand and people will pay whatever they want.
Up over by me, he's been, the price is higher than other people been getting, but you know, at least he keeps trying. I picked up a box of 100 223s for like $50, and then I got a couple of round boxes for Mama's 5.7, and then I he's got some 380s either coming in today or tomorrow, and that's supposed to be like $33 a box of 50, which that's high, but it's a lot better than everywhere else. KN4 TFW.
Hey, Friday. I tell you what, if you go over there and get a box, you mind picking up one for me?
Yeah, Roger that. If you'll let me have more than one, I'll definitely get it for you.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to get over there and get it. I'm getting it for that boy of mine. He's down in Charleston. He won't be back for this weekend. But if you can get it, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Now, you needing 380s or 9s?
He'll let you have.
So if he had a 380 or not?
380 and a 9. He's got something else, but I can't remember exactly what it is.
A new one at the gun show over the weekend, this past weekend. A new in the box, a Browning BDA.
Got lucky.
Getting him in 97. But then when I got to looking at the serial number and that, and then I started looking online because it said that it was made in the 2000s. And sure enough, the Cabela's at the 2006 SHOT Show committed to make 1,500 of them in nickel for Cabela's and 1,000 in blue for Cabela's.
I guarantee they paid a price for them.
Of it when I get to work. It's nice. Got wooden grips and it's got the, it's all nickel. So it looks really good. And if you go on to, I'll tell you what you do, go on to YouTube and look up that Hickok 45 and that, and type in the PDA and he'll shoot it. It's a really nice looking gun.
Not really have to do that.
It's got the Browning name on it, and the Browning logo, and it says, you know, Browning in somewhere in Utah. And then on the other side, it says FN. It's got the FN stuff made in Italy, and then it's got the Beretta symbol.
That thing's got, it must have traveled around the world before it got there.
FN owns Browning, so they contracted through Browning, and then FN contracted through Beretta to make them.
I didn't know FN owned Browning. That's something new.
That parent company. There ain't even a Browning factory anymore. The gun show that was, you know, new. Other than for some reason they had a bunch of Smith & Wesson revolvers and couldn't quite figure that one out. That was most of the revolvers you saw were those. Now they had some nice older Rugers, but most of them were, you know, auto pistols and, you know, them old squared off plastic kind.
I'll something laying around.
I'm a revolver man. I'll take a revolver over a semi-automatic any day.
It's not going to be picky about what it shoots. You know what I mean? And it's usually pretty reliable.
Good morning, Warren.
Good morning.
Getting it.
Got off your X, Al.
I just gotta find it.
I get none of that last transmission.
Team this thing. It's like an inch spot, and you're just gonna get just right. stick the antenna on the cat bench with aluminum foil, maybe he'll stay away from it. You can try that for now, if I had one. Oh, I can't get this arm phone. This phone won't let me dial the stupid number. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, you're on the interstate. I just got on it.
Where I'm at.
So it's the interstate probably busy, but is that where you at, sir? How far along your route are you?
I'm probably about 20 minutes, 25 minutes from being done.
It's too bad I couldn't find a way to get a hold of you when you guys get over here to get a hold of that antenna that you got laying around to try it and see if it works.
Between now and the end of the year, I can get over that way and we'll get somebody to get it to you.
It's hard to drive. If I knew where you lived, I could pay my neighbor and I could drive over there.
You would travel. We're in Malden, right? An hour, a little more. What do you think, Ken?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking at least 40, 45 miles anyway.
Yeah, let's see if my neighbor got time to do it. So usually have a lot of stock. Apparently they did this time.
I had a lot of guns there and that, but I mean they were either, you know, ARs or, you know, different bolt actions and that, but they had a ton of old guns there for sure.
Just those kind of things for shooting, like a lot of people that are professional shooters for target, you know, for the competition shooting use them, but the reason they're pushing a lot of people, you know, those are the ones they're gonna outlaw, so that's probably why you're seeing a lot more of them.
Pointed, there wasn't a lot of lever guns there.
See, it doesn't matter what it is. But I'll tell you what, I'm not sure when I've learned to shoot what I'm going to use yet. Like, we'll find out. If I return into Homeland Security, we'll find out when I go get my permit. What it sounds like. Delayed in South Carolina, and you know what? I'm not eligible for any help at all. Can you believe that?
They're sending all the help over to other countries that don't need it.
They gave us our Social Security rate, which is a whole $20. Well, that extra $20 may be another $20 over the limit. So all the people that were eligible for some of this stuff are eligible for none of it now. $1,294 a month is too much money. You're supposed to be able to have your cell phone, have your house, drive, hire a driver, live your life on $1,240-something a month, and your electric bill's a couple hundred, and you got a mortgage. How the heck are you supposed to do that?
Right, that's a ripoff.
If I wasn't stopped from making my living, the only good thing in my case is that my brother's lawyer didn't know, and I'm sure he didn't know this, but I'll fit it right on here. When I sued the tech school in 1985 at Diesel College, that I was going to go there, originally what I was going to work on. And when I went to go there, they threw me out, and the Human Rights Commission in Connecticut would not represent me legally. So I had to hire my own attorney. Well, when I won the case, my case is a precedent case. I was the first person in the state of Connecticut or ever to a Diesel College, tech college, to get into school. So I was the first case in the whole country, probably. So I'm sure that the dumb representation that my brother has doesn't know that. He would make $250 so I could see the attorney and file, and this thing's over. The American Disabilities Act, you don't mess with that law. Do it today.
A few loose ends to wrap up at work here today. It should be a slow day. I think some of them are taking off early.
Half days to go home early.
Home early as it doesn't pay the same.
Yeah. So sometimes it doesn't matter just to get out of there. It's Christmas, you can have fun, do everything, do something else.
Yeah, Mama's working. Won't be nobody at the house. KN4TFW.
Time for you to mess around on HF on 20 meters since you don't have any time to do that. Meters during the day will be very active.
It happened a few weeks now.
I want to play. Now is the time to do it. Sun's activity is pretty good and conditions should be pretty good. Tennis, I can't listen to it and tell you. Find out WWV, which is on 2.55, 10, 15, 20 kilohertz. You will find what the band is doing.
We'll see you again.
Okay. WWV is just above it. It's 15 megahertz even. The frequencies they broadcast on are 2.5, 5, 10, 15, 20, and I believe 25 kilohertz as well, but I don't know if 25 is still operational or not. But I know 20 meters would be 15 megahertz, just below the 15 meter band would be 21. So that would be 20. So I believe there's a one at 25. The main frequencies you're going to need, you won't hear 2.5, you won't hear 5, you might hear 10 if 40 is somewhat active in close, and you might hear 15 meters, which would be 15.
To ride through some of that construction here on 85, but now they've got it all done all the way to the exit that I got to get off on, and it starts just after my exit, so thank God for that.
How's that, KM4NAP Friday?
Yeah, every other day the traffic pattern changed and you had to be paying attention.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't have to get out on the interstate. I ain't gonna be doing no traveling no time soon that I know of.
Cabela's, I guess it was last Saturday, and it's like, oh man, it wasn't no problem getting there, but boy, it was a job trying to get out of that parking lot.
And it was pretty bad.
You know how they got that little roundabout there as you pull in the main entrance? It was all gridlocked, and the whole parking lot was gridlocked.
Just what designed to handle heavy traffic is what it is.
At least change the light timing so that, you know, you could get some cars out of there.
To that. I'm smart enough to do this. It's too simple. It's easy to do.
Gas over by the house is going back down, and the gas over here, Spartanburg's are going back up.
4 cents over here.
Yeah, right there north of Greer, it's down to 185.
195 here.
Over here in Spartanburg.
Up in one year, elect a Democrat.
Choke. There's no sense even voting. But WWV, if you hear WWV at 15 megahertz during the day, that means the band is in local on 20. But just listen around. If you hear it on 10 meters during the day, then you'll get up into Canada and up, you know, local stuff that direction. You'll know which way the band is open. I just wanted to give you guys these clues in case you had not been around and done this enough to know. All these things for years to figure it all out.
All the bands every day to see what they're doing.
The easiest way, WWV is the easiest way, because it'll give you a pretty good clue. And they also give you the K index and stuff like that for a time. She'll give you that.
Them spotting networks and that, and it'll tell you who all's on and that, what it's doing. But I'm rolling up, so I'm going to say 73 to you guys, and Merry Christmas, because I probably won't be on the radio tomorrow. I'm off and that, but I'll try to catch up with you guys again. So 73, have a good one, KN4TFW.
Well, I'm glad you made it in safe. I'm done, and I'm just about home myself. So 73 to everybody. Merry Christmas to everybody, and hopefully catch you maybe over the weekend if you're going somewhere and you're in the truck. So KM4NAP, and then 73 to everybody. Be clear.
The thing that's important about WWV is when you listen on AM or sideband, is there'll be this. You can hear the air conditions, hear the fades. You'll know exactly by listening to it. You'll hear on real time what it's doing. Watching is different than listening to it. You have to learn to listen to it. Because if you're going to use, it's hard sometimes to mix stuff out. And that's what you've got to get used to doing. Yeah, four lines there.